You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. As the title says, yes, I have a quick yet important announcement for you gentlemen. This weekend and next weekend, there will be no HMTs put out. Why? Myself and the family will be going on vacation during that time. Now, if you might not have picked up on something, I was dropping a few hints about my son and marriage, specifically my older son. Yes, gentlemen, next week, my son will be having his own funeral with cake. Shout out to our esteemed brother, the Lion of MGTOW, for bringing that to the space. Yep, he's getting married. Now, I must say this. I have to be honest. He has a good woman. I cannot, nor will I, take that from her. Now, of course, we always say, if we're still going to deal with the modern woman, vet, and more vetting should be the process. Now, of course, with my son, he put her through an extensive vetting process. Oh, yeah. They first got together in 2015. He popped the question to her in 2022. So that's 7 years right off the gate. Ironically, his vetting process has lasted more than a lot of legal marriages. Ain't that about some shit? And of course, here it is, 2024. So in total, that's 9 years that they've been together. I can't take that away from them. If 9 years is not long enough to properly vet somebody, hey, I don't know what is. But yeah, yep, I must say, I'm going to reiterate, she's a good woman. So, yeah, I can't take it away from him. He did his due diligence. He put in the time to properly vet her and everything. They vetted, cohabitated the whole nine yards. Now, of course, during that time period, I kind of tried to dissuade him from marriage, saying, you know what? You've kept her as a girlfriend long enough. You're going to get the best performance from her while she's a girlfriend, while she does not have that guarantee that you can still cut that ripcord if you need to. But ultimately, it's your life. It's your path should you choose to walk it. Now, of course, this is me being hopeful that nothing bad happens. However, the realist in me knows things will happen that will be bad. So, in the event, you know, you guys decide you don't want to be married anymore, you decide you want to go through a divorce, hey, reach out to me. It's your path. You're going to walk it. The most that I can do at this point is give you support. However, you guys know, I've always told you and your sister and your younger brother this. I'm going to let you walk through life. I'm going to let you hit your head. I'm going to let you make mistakes because that's the only way that you're going to truly learn about life. Now, of course, his fiance has always made the joke. You know, I never had to get through your mother. I've always had to get through you. I'm like, yeah, every single girlfriend of his that he had, I knew exactly what her flaw was the moment I met them. Of course, my son was like, yeah, that is definitely true. Every woman that I brought home, you found out right then. You told me. She's crazy. She's a daddy's girl. This one, oh, no, 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 no. And you were spot on. So, of course, he was like, how did you figure all of that out? I said, well, son, being married to your mother definitely brought me into a whole lot more knowledge about crazy-ass women. You know your mother's batshit crazy. I know she's batshit crazy. So, of course, I took what I learned from her and simply applied it to every woman that you brought home. So, at that point, he was like, well, I gotta agree with you, Dad. But yeah. When I first met her, I'm like, yeah, I think this is a good one. So I said, you know what? Take your time. And of course, he did. So I can't fault him for that one. So all in all, what more can I say? Yeah, she got my blessing. So ultimately, it is what it is. But I find it hilarious. I find it truly hilarious. This year will be 20 years of legal marriage between me and the meat sack. Man, crazy. But as we all know, 2 more years, my youngest son turns 18. That's when Splitsville will occur. And after that, take a little time to shake off all that marital essence. And then, you know what? Hey, I'm going to ball till I fall. Life will be all about fun, more fun, a whole lot of ling-lings, and a whole lot of cheeks will be getting clapped left and right. But to recap, yes, there will be no HMTs this weekend or the next. So, of course, when I get back, give you guys the skinny on how things went down. And, of course, meeting her parents for the first time. This should prove very interesting. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Let me know what you guys think. And yeah, this is going to be one very, very interesting week. Oh, I can't wait. I truly can't. That's all I gotta say for this one. RPM, I am out.